Harry, cementite is a very common phase in steels, and silicon is a popular solute that's present in most steels, so why is this study necessary?
Our goal was specifically to model the influence of silicon on the kinetics of cementite precipitation from both supersaturated ferrite and austenite.
And how did you do that?
Well, Ernst Kosachnik has, over the years, developed kinetic theory for the limiting case where the fraction of the product phase is small, based on the Onsager extremum principle.
What's that?
There are two parts. The first assumption is that the flux in a process is directly proportional to the force, for example, the interfacial velocity being proportional to the free energy change. And secondly, that the coefficients relating the forces and fluxes can be found by assuming that the rate of entropy production is maximized.
But don't you need experimental thermodynamic data for silicon and cementite in order to do the calculations?
Yes, indeed. What we've done is assumed values which were guessed by Ghosh and Olson in their work.
And what are their key results?
The trivial result which follows from the assumption of Ghosh and Olson's data is that silicon retards cementite precipitation. There's nothing new there. However, the surprising outcome is that this only happens if the majority of the carbon is not available for precipitation but is trapped at dislocations or boundaries.
And does this happen in real life?
Well, it turns out that Mike Miller and his colleagues at Oak Ridge, by pure chance, happened to publish atom probe experiments which are consistent with the trapping theory.
And what's the next thing to do?
I guess Ernst and his colleague Mehran at the Technical University of Graz are now formulating thermodynamic data for the trapping of carbon so that these can be incorporated into phase diagram calculations.
It sounds very interesting. Thank you.